Coach, what do you think about that win tonight?
Well, certainly a hard-fought win. I mean, Docs wasn't incredibly sharp early, being shorted a day, but I thought he competed really well. Maybe his best inning was his fifth inning and probably tried to get a little too greedy running back out for the sixth. But, you know, Sherrod came in and gave us a hole, and from an offensive standpoint, from about the third inning on, we were pretty special. And, you know, Alabama's got some physicality to them up and down the lineup, and, you know, we were very, very fortunate tonight to win against a very good team.
I guess the wind helps out, but when you look at the stat sheets, you would never expect a 12-6 scoreline, would you? With the pitching staffs that both you have.
No, but I think coming into the day-to-day, looking at, you know, everybody's a weatherman. This, you know, when you're a baseball coach, you knew that there was going to be some offense available tonight, and, you know, it was exactly what I thought it would be. I didn't know that it would be 18 runs, but I didn't think it was going to be a 2-1 game either.
How about Bedford's night tonight, especially offensively?
You know, he had a great night offensively, hit for the cycle, and, you know, just continues to get better and better. You know, just a big moment in the game. We end up tying the game was, you know, his dirt ball read getting to third base. And, you know, George fighting pitches off. They got to bring the infield in just like that. And, you know, the pop-up ends up being a double, and away we go. And grab some momentum, grab some energy, and continue to build on that as the game went along.
So that was kind of an interesting play because with you thinking that there might be some runs, were you kind of surprised they brought the infield in or kind of early in the game?
Not in that spot. And it was two strikes and one out. I would bring the infield in 100 times out of 100 in that spot. I mean, you got one pitch, make a great pitch, and save yourself a run. I would make that move 100 out of 100.
But that's kind of what turned it around. The fact
yeah, it was. I mean, yeah. You're right. But I would bring them in every time in that spot, too, when you're one strike away and you'd hate to give away a free run. And you had a ground ball right at the shortstop or right at the third baseman in their back. And, you know, I would have brought them in that spot 100 times.
How about the importance of just starting the series off right and getting things rolling?
Well, it's a good feeling. We haven't done that yet in conference play, and we certainly need to capitalize on that tomorrow. We got a chance to win the series on a Saturday for the first time, which is something we haven't done, and we got Mitchell Kilcaney going, so that's a good feeling going to bed tonight or today.
Can you talk about what Hoffman was able to do late in the game?
You know, we had to go 2+ with him on Tuesday, and I just had a feeling there in the seventh inning that we were going to make a run, and I had him cooking down there, and I made the call. If we get the lead, he's in the game, and it was just one of those nights. It just felt like we had to do it, and if we don't use him tomorrow, we don't have him tomorrow. But got to win Friday first, and that's why we went with him there in the eighth inning.
Yeah, is that one of those things where, like you just said, it's so important for you guys to get a game one victory, and then also you've got Kilcaney going, so you can kind of count on him to go deep?
Certainly. He's pretty stingy with those innings, and, you know, I wanted to win today. We'll worry about tomorrow, and he ended up throwing, I guess, 30 pitches. Maybe he's good for an inning. We'll see how he feels tomorrow, but that was the right move for me at the time. I was so back and forth. I wanted to stop and didn't want to try to steal an inning with anybody else.